and welcome to MILF Talk, Make Your Life Fabulous. I'm Sophie Venable, psychologist, life coach, mother of two, and author of MILF 101, Make Your Life Fabulous. Whether you're married with children, single, divorced, pregnant, or all of the above, I'm talking to you about life, love, relationships, parenting, and as often as possible, sex.
I like sex.
Because Todd's here.
You know my favorite kind of sex?
Pregnant sex?
Whoa.
She's not that fragile.
No, I do.
Okay,
like
no, what is your
sex.
Favorite kind of sex?
Just the kind that I'm involved in.
Okay, anything that you're
doesn't
present
really
for.
Matter.
All right, so cool. Well, we have a lovely, not fragile, totally awesome pregnant woman in the house, ladies and gentlemen.
I like how you keep looking at me when you say pregnant. Like as if I'm 16 and I've totally disappointed you.
She is. We have a teen mom.
Pregnant.
How did you get knocked up again? Oh, ladies and gentlemen, wait. Bar applause for Kira Saltanovich. Woo! Yay! All that applause just for being you.
You said that really nicely.
It's so nice. Did I?
I want to go to a teen mom open casting call and just show up and be like, you guys, what are we going to do?
That would be awesome.
They're going to be like, you're old. And then I'll say...
They're like... We're not impressed or upset that you're pregnant.
Yeah.
We're just kind of neutral about the whole thing.
But prom is coming up.
Now, is it?
What are we going to wear? This is crazy.
Is this your first child?
Number two.
Number two.
Numero dos.
Why
I'm
did you do
him.
It again? No, I'm just kidding. I've got two.
I can't keep my legs closed.
Well, that's a good quality in a girl.
You know, it took us a long time.
I like it.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, come on.
Yeah. 4 years. He's 4 years old. Mm. And so I actually thought maybe we were one and done.
Oh.
I really did. And then I saw my kid watching siblings like at the playground or his friends that have siblings or even at school, like parents would come and pick up the kid in his grade with an older child or a younger child. And his face, I could just see him and he just was really into it.
So you projected onto him that he needed a sibling.
Yes.
So you decided to get knocked up.
Then one day.
It's really all your fault.
I know.
Still.
It is. It all. Always. Then one day he said, I would like a sister.
Hmm. Special order.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Did you
guarantee a gender? Do you know?
It's a girl.
Okay.
See that? You know what? That's awesome.
But when I said, okay, maybe mommy and daddy will make you a sister, he said, out of Legos, please.
Oh, no, that's too cute.
Yeah.
You're killing me. Well, a Lego baby would have been easier.
Well, we did the ultrasound, and it's all hard edges, and it's
perfect. That's great.
Yeah.
Perfect.
So it's happening.
Never mind, too.
We
many
did
jokes.
It with a Lego. Just, you don't want to know.
Did you build a Lego man?
Yeah.
And you.
And he.
And,
yeah. Okay. Oh. Seduced me. Yeah.
That's cool.
So it's different.
Ouch. Just a lot of corners.
It's
that sounds a little bit painful.
Right. That's going to, I'm totally a episiotomy.
So you're already, familiar with the sheer exhaustion of pregnancy while you have another child, right?
You know, people tell, they would tell me,
because we're talking about working while pregnant.
I'm
of course, even if you don't have an outside job, you're always working when you're pregnant. If you have another child, I mean, you just, it's 24/7.
Right, but then add making drunk people laugh in Toledo, because that's also what I do. Like, I am still on the road. I went and did 7 shows in Israel.
Oh,
pregnant
gosh.
And then came back, you know, 8 days later, and then went on the road. I still have my last road gig is coming up next week. I'll be at the Bridgetown Comedy Festival. That's my, when I say last road, the flight. That's my last flying.
Oh, okay.
Even though I can still, but it's the one last one I have booked.
Well, pretty soon they're not going to let you on the planes, right?
No,
yeah,
they
so
already think
they already...
I'm having it like on the plane.
Sure.
I'm big.
Your water's going to break any second.
We make big people. My first kid was 10 pounds.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Through the lobby.
Good job.
Through the lobby. I like to tell people,
mm-hmm.
not the sunroof.
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good
so
job.
We make big
well,
people.
Well, it's not a 10-pound head. This is what I try to tell moms. It's not a 10-pound head.
Well, no, but felt like it. Wow, it felt like. How much did your kids weigh?
About 9, both of them.
That's good.
Yeah.
Nice,
yeah.
Healthy. Yeah,
yeah.
Very good.
Yeah, home births. Both
ooh,
of them. Yeah.
I like is a little the, crunchiness.
Is that the, I am totally... granola.
Oh.
Yeah, like I'm the hippie mom with the, you know, plastic surgery. Like I've had breast reduction, have my, you know, had my boobs lifted and
that's
shit.
Different.
But yeah,
yeah,
but I'm so, you know, like I'll put fillers in my face, but I'll have a home birth. I mean, I don't care.
Sure.
Whatever.
And that's
I'm just going to do whatever the hell.
But you know what?
Happy.
I belong to so many mommy boards.
Yeah.
And that is the one thing that if I ever post anything, I always say, look, we like one of my mommy boards is called Crunchy Moms. And everyone's like, well, you're not crunchy if you don't, you know, if you circumcise, you're not crunchy. Well, if you don't wear your baby for the first 12 years, you're
then
not
you're
crunchy.
Then you're not crunchy. Yeah. But I know. It's ridiculous.
But I think you can be. It's just whatever works for you. So you like to do fillers, but you also want to have a bathtub in your living room with placenta. I mean, it's fine.
It's all good.
It's
put the placenta
fine.
In the freezer. I don't care. It's Did not you? My thing, but no, but I have friends who have. I've got friends who've breastfed until their kids were four. And
yeah,
whatever.
I have a friend who, you know, she buried the placenta in the yard.
Like grew a tree
like
there
under
or something
a tree.
Like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
So oh. then it just attracts all the animals in the neighborhood. Yeah. I don't think it's a really good idea, actually, but to each his own, and
right.
then please, like, go, you know, see your plastic surgeon, have a martini. I don't give a shit what you do. Like,
right.
you can be the nursing mama to, you know, and do you like your high heels.
Do you have boys?
I have two girls.
Two girls.
My boyfriend has two boys.
Okay.
And two girls.
So, the big thing now, because, you know, everyone in LA has to have some sort of stance in the mommy world.
Oh, I know. It's
intactivists.
So funny.
Intactivists are
what?
All about, yeah, keeping the boys intact, which, you know what?
What?
It's
what?
Fine.
Oh, the non
circumcision.
No circumcision. Okay.
Oh,
yeah, sure.
Oh, sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
that's okay. Great.
That's great.
Whatever works for you. But I was at this mommy group and we were all of our boys were, we all had boys, just crazy, you know, mm-hmm. and they were all around 6 months old. And I changed my kid's diaper in front of all the moms, right? As you do. We're all like babysitting. I mean,
sure.
breastfeeding, changing diapers, all the stuff that we do. We're having a little picnic. And one mom says, how could you mutilate your son?
She did not.
She absolutely
that
did.
That is so fucking inappropriate. That's not okay.
It's not okay.
You don't do that to each other.
So did you punch her in the face?
I told her, how does it affect your child or you in any way if I chose to circumcise my kid? Which, by the way, hard choice. And I actually waited until almost, you know, I was 40 weeks to make that choice. And I'll tell you why I made it after this. And she said, well, I can't believe you would mutilate him like that. And I said, unless he is taking his foreskin and beating your child across the face with his foreskin. Okay, then we have
wow.
a problem. But if he's not doing that, then how does it affect you at all?
Yeah, and what do you want me to do with this information and
right.
this judgment? Because
right.
it's not an easy decision, and
it's
I do not want to get into the vaccine discussion, but every parent is just, all of these decisions that we have in front of us, we all just want to do what's best for our child. And
right.
ultimately, you have to go with your own gut.
Your own
I would
skin.
Like it. Yes,
mm-hmm.
in
yes.
your own force. I would like it if it were an educated gut.
Right.
That would be nice.
Sure.
And it would be nice if we could all not like throw shit at each other for our decisions.
Right.
It's really bad.
Mom
I think,
shaming
you know,
is bad. That's what I thought the MILF stood for at first. I was like,
was mom shaming's mom?
No. Mothers you'd like to forgive, because that's what I feel like all
that
the time.
That would be nice. Let's redefine it.
But, I mean, that's what you feel, because you there will be someone who makes you feel guilty about something.
Sure.
And sometimes it's your own mom, because
oh,
you're
yeah.
doing things different than when I do for you. Well, yeah, because you're from the Soviet Union and I was born in the USSR. I hope I'm doing things different. We're not waiting in line at Ralph's for food. Let's start with that. That's different.
We're doing
already.
Things very differently,
yes.
just to begin with.
But
you know?
They get offended. My mom,
sure.
my mother-in-law, they get offended. How dare you? How could you not do? You guys smoked.
They get offended the other way, too, because I breastfed my babies, and the first one, it was very difficult. It took a week for my milk to come in,
yeah.
and I was just hellbound and determined to not use formula,
right?
And because I knew I could do this, and then eventually I was like a machine. The kid is like a poster child for breastfeeding, but I was exhausted,
of
you know.
Course.
And it turns out I don't sleep for 3 days after I give birth, so I was like loopy, exhausted, a mess for months and months and months. And my mom kept saying to me, well, you know, there's an easier way to do this. Like, she was basically offended that
yeah.
I wouldn't give her a bottle of formula so that she could then feed the baby. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
it was all sort of like personal, like I'm offending her by what I'm doing. And I'm just trying to do the best I can.
Because you're doing it differently than she does.
Because I'm doing it differently than she is.
You know,
and
my mom has a medical book at home from back in her nursing days. And one of the things in the book book is if you would like a low birth weight, just smoke during the pregnancy.
Oh my God.
Like that's like a recommendation in this book.
Give birth in Aspen with a high altitude. You know, that also can give you a low birth
rate. Yeah, we're just talking gravitational pull, yeah. Right?
Well, I think parenting is evolving and it's sure. Not perfect now as it wasn't perfect then, but there's certain things I think we've improved upon. Like most people don't smoke when they're pregnant. Because it fucks
true.
Things up.
Yeah, we hope not.
So are people giving you shit for traveling and working and performing and stuff while you're pregnant?
It's interesting. So comics who don't have kids, who are not married even, just like the single, hardcore, just on the road dogs, they look at me crazy like, well, shouldn't your feet be up? Shouldn't you be at home? Shouldn't you be... Well, what would you do? I've seen you, a specific comic who told me that I should be at home. I saw that dude on the road with a broken leg. You should be taking it easy. You know what I mean? Like, you have a broken leg, but he was like he got in a motorcycle accident and he still traveled and had his, the cast and everything, and he's still on stage. So you're telling me that I'm more disabled, quote, than you are.
Right.
Like, this is my job. I have a mortgage and I have a kid. And I traveled with my first kid. My first kid, I went to South Africa.
Wow.
And did the comedy festival. I went all around the country. I traveled more that year that I was pregnant with my first kid just because of the bookings that I had than this year for sure, pregnant. But it's my job and I definitely will stop. And May 11th, the day after I shoot my special, which is May 10th at the Coach House in San Juan Capistrano.
This mama's working Mother's Day, people.
My good God.
I am going to relax. That is my goal.
Yeah.
That is my goal because it's hard to produce your own special. Be the talent, be the everything, craft service, production. I'm probably going to have some cables around my shoulder and wrapping stuff around.
And you're pregnant, so that craft service table has to be full.
Yeah, it has to be full, exactly. It better be good.
Yeah.
Lots of water and lots of food.
Healthy. I'm trying to be healthy.
Well, you give a whole new meaning to the word multitask. I mean, you're like building a nose producing a show.
Right.
And like... Little toes and
then
toenails
still get,
and shit.
Still get brought up on stage, which I did a couple nights ago. Are you ready for a female?
What?
No, really?
Yeah, still.
Oh, right. Because women aren't funny. Right.
That's
right.
Exactly it.
I mean, that's the thing.
And they want to just make sure the audience is prepared. Like,
to not laugh.
Do you want to go to the bar and get a drink? Or do you want to go use the restroom or make a phone call because there's a woman
coming
on stage?
Not funny ladies coming on.
Yeah.
So, and she's pregnant. And do they expect you to make your whole spiel about being pregnant? Do they expect your whole stand-up to be about being pregnant?
Well, I definitely address it.
Well, it is sort of the elephant in the room,
right.
Shall we
in
say.
The womb.
In the womb.
In the womb. There's an elephant in the womb.
Oh
my God, that's hilarious. I seriously love that a lot. I really, truly
She's going to work it in.
It's yours.
I really, truly do. I mean, I walk out with like a little plastic hand hanging out just so to have some fun. To have some fun with the audience.
That's awesome.
That's good.
But I don't bring that up right away.
That bit for
of
you,
course,
right?
No, all my jokes.
All the good ones.
Okay, all my jokes. My husband approves them and then I I go out and do them. But I love being pregnant on stage because it does throw so many people off. They don't want to laugh at a pregnant woman. And then having to win them over is just more, it's just more
just
fun.
Just more grist for the
mill.
Yeah,
yeah. But I am getting to that place because I am approaching third trimester where if you heckle me, I'm frightened for your life. Because my first pregnancy, I kind of lost my mind a couple times. Like later on, I performed a week before I delivered. So I was on stage, up until 39 weeks.
So what do you do to the hecklers? Does wit fly out the window and you're just screaming at them? Or?
This one time specifically, I did a gig. It was in a bar. So already just bad news, because there's like a Heineken like neon sign behind me. Zzz, 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 and there's a basketball game. It was just bad. But this guy in the front row answered his cell phone in the front row.
Uh-huh.
And then when I said, dude, take it outside, he gave me the finger.
Ooh.
And his wife started to berate me. So I don't know what happened. Just all the hormones. I hulked out. I just, like my skin turned green. I was wearing shorts from the 70s. I just hulked out and I lost my mind. And I thought, that's probably more hormones than just typical heckler stuff.
So did you just berate him at that point?
Or do you not remember? Did you kind of black out like?
You know what? I did block a lot of it out.
It's like, that's called white rage. Like when you just see white light, yeah, you don't remember what else you see.
I laid into him. Oh, man. The amniotic fluid in my body started to boil. And I was like, I will destroy you. I will destroy you. Like it was awful, satanic. You really have to be present. If you miss one word, you're not going to get any of it. Why are you here? That's the main, that's what I kept asking him. Why are you here?
And why is she like berating you and defending this behavior? That's what kills me about that little sick relationship
well,
right there.
Yeah, exactly. How does he treat her? So she, what she's doing in my armchair psychiatrist way is she's okaying all the ways he's treated her.
Yes.
Because he obviously gives her the finger.
And she's keeping the peace. Like, she doesn't want, if she, you know.
She's like, well, this is how he is, and, and this is how he treats me, and I'm going to just make sure that, you know, I'm okay with this. So I'm going to yell at you for telling him he's doing something wrong.
Right. Because if I tell him that he's being rude, then she's going to have a really bad night. Probably all night.
Right. And if she has to admit, she probably has a bad life all night. But just admit that he's a douche, then she's with a douche.
Exactly.
Well, yeah, it's hard to admit to yourself that you're with a douche. Because that might make you a douche.
it makes you a douche lover, if nothing else. Yeah.
I don't know math, but I think that douche plus douche equals douche. I just remember that so distinctly. I don't want to repeat that again in this pregnancy because I'm sneaking up into third trimester.
But your pregnancies have been, I mean, pretty good to you, right? I mean, you've been able to travel and, you know, you handle it pretty well. And you should just have like 8 kids.
Oh, just God kidding. Forbid. Oh, my God.
I don't know how anybody goes past
like
2. Really don't. I mean, bless all of you. Like,
hey,
I don't know how you
drought.
Do it.
We can't. She can't have
all
that.
Exactly.
That's right. Because
if it's not a recession, it's a drought, or it's going to be China's going to own us, and we're going to have a one-child rule very soon.
Yeah. Zombie apocalypse is imminent.
Which is why my husband bought a cricket bat. I asked him, why do we need a cricket bat? And his For sincere, like, I'm not kidding you. Seriously, he was like, for the zombie apocalypse.
You two should meet. Todd and your husband, they need to go bowling.
We have so much crap in our garage for these zombies. They better come. I'm just pissed. Like, now they better come.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because there's nothing worse than buying shit and never using it.
Yeah.
That's really annoying.
Golf clubs, and he's like, well, this would kill a zombie. Oh, come on. Put your Big Bertha on Craigslist. I'm begging you, because it's not happening.
But, well,
no, that kind of golf.
Know. You know, you're going to eat those words eventually. And you're going to be like, I'm really glad you have all these weapons for killing zombies.
All right. I hope so. I hope.
Yeah, you'll be glad eventually.
And how long have you been married?
I have been married 15 years.
Oh, my land.
Yeah. How long have you been married?
2008. What is the math on that?
I know what that is. Yeah.
Okay.
6.5.
Whatever.
7 years.
Six and a half, 7 years.
Yeah. Oh, this May is our anniversary. So whatever.
You've been busy.
You have an anniversary. You're going to have a baby.
Yeah.
You're
going to
do a
Mother's
special.
So Mother's Day. Let's talk about this. You're working Mother's Day.
Yeah.
Okay. This is the day before you chill.
Yes.
Right? This is the day before the best day ever.
I know.
Right? God, you better not go into labor on the 11th. You're going to be so pissed.
God forbid, that's going to be so early. Everyone keeps saying that. Wouldn't it be funny? No.
No.
It would be tragedy.
No, that would not be funny.
It would be an absolute tragedy. You could, like, you know,
people
your water
such
would
morons.
Yeah, they don't know how it works. And what bugs me also is the 9 months. People are like, well, 9 months. It's 10 months. Let's get it. Clear,
right.
crystal clear.
Yeah.
It's 40
it is. It's
weeks
40 weeks
total.
Yeah.
But yes, May
10th. Which is, you know, just based on some dude in the 1800s who said it was 10 lunar months. It's anywhere from 38 to 46 weeks is normal.
46? Oh, you are crunchy. I love you. I want to make out with you later. Is that weird?
Sweet.
Oh, my God.
I look forward to seeing that.
I just love crunchy moms. I just love it because we're a rarity.
I was actually a Bradley instructor for a couple of years. Does that make me hot?
Yes. So much hotter.
I feel like there are a lot more crunchy moms
these days.
I'm so glad
I got to meet Kira.
You know,
especially in like the city.
In Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Yes. It is easier. But they sometimes like Jews in the 40s, they are hiding.
She's whispering. Jews in the 40s.
I can say that. Look at my nose. But they are hiding because they feel like, I don't know if it's safe. Is it safe to come out of this attic or this basement, because you get a lot of crap for it.
Well, no, and the thing is, I'm not militant. Like, you know, I've been to perfect C-sections as well.
Sure.
You know, like I've been there, you know, coaching the labor, and you make a logical decision that this woman's placenta's in the way and everybody's going to die if sure. we don't get this baby out. So let's do it. And absolutely. Let's have a perfect birth. That's. But there are Bradley teachers, and I love Bradley. I'm not saying anything wrong with it. But in every culture or anything, there's always extremists, right?
Right.
That would, you know, I mean, they obviously wouldn't say that that was a bad choice. That's an obvious decision. But I mean, if I'm not like hardcore about somebody not having an epidural, it's like, well, we still have choice here. I just right. want people to make educated choices.
Absolutely.
That's all.
Or just, you know, when women say to me, oh, I'm just going to schedule a C-section and that way I can just pick his birthday. Oh, okay. If that
that's
is
a choice.
If that's your thing.
That's yeah. a choice.
Sure. Absolutely. If being a Virgo is the most important thing. Okay. I get it. They are a great sign.
I very want their
dependable.
Sun rising yeah. over the...
But
whatever.
But it's like, well, okay, if you don't want to even try, like they don't want to even deal.
Right.
Like
right.
they just want to walk in and it's like getting a mani-pedi. Like
right.
pick your color.
Right.
Pick your baby.
I mean,
birthday.
I could do an entire episode about, you know, that choice and
I don't know
how
what,
it is a choice, but it's again, a very small amount of education could make somebody look at that choice differently.
Right.
That's all.
So when I have told women, I say, great, go for it if that's what mm-hmm. you want. But just so you know, there is a lot that happens in the healing process of your body. If you have to have a C-section, you'll be fine. But, you know, when you do have a, like I call it, through the lobby birth,
mm-hmm. yeah.
Your body heals differently. And it's just the baby, like you're actually activating the baby's nervous system.
Yeah,
you know, as it's like getting pushed through, because that's how it's kind of supposed to happen. Mm-hmm. And there are just some pluses, and they're like, it just sounds disgusting. And I was like, wait until they shit directly into your cornea, because that will happen.
Yeah, babies are gross.
Babies are gross. Like, yeah, your birth is just the beginning.
My kid pooped directly into my husband's eyeball. Directly, like just a...
Poor guy.
Yeah.
Like direct hit.
I wish you all could have seen the visual on that.
And you know, that's just what it is. So if you're grossed out by a little pushing, then wow, you have a lifetime of surprises. Surprise.
Yeah.
You're covered in your child's vomit. And I didn't even know it once. My kid threw up down my back and I left the house and went to a meeting.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's how. Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, I've been there.
So
I've been there. My first one was a spitter upper.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally
so,
been
I mean,
there.
It's like that's being a parent.
My
so you're not
going to
go through this beautiful, gross, disgusting labor that we're talking about. You're not going to go through that
God.
On the 11th. Right.
No,
so
no.
When do you do?
July 30th.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah,
so,
and
yeah,
I'm having it anally.
Perfect.
Yes.
Okay. It's always good to mix it up.
I have Obamacare, and that's all
yeah.
I can afford.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah. You can do the other one, cash, right?
I ran out of epidural my first kid. I did end up getting epidural after 9 hours. For the yoga mommies listening,
yeah.
9 hours of, yeah, I know exactly. And I ran out and I was begging like a crackhead. And my husband said to me, hey, you know, those are kind of expensive.
That's awesome. That's like the best response ever.
And
you're
me,
like, honey, are you sure? Because it's thousands.
Yeah. And me being a comic through and through, I said, you go find a Groupon for epidurals. Because I didn't,
that's awesome.
I wanted to, you know, still keep the room liking
right,
me. I wanted the nurses
keep...
to laugh.
Yeah.
I
my
them
wife,
to
you are
one
seriously
too.
Codependent,
yeah.
right?
I am. Yeah. I am.
Like, I got everybody watching my birth. Are you all okay? Are you all happy? Do you need a good laugh?
Yeah.
Let me work something up for you.
Those anesthesiologists, because my wife got one, they are the happiest, friendliest, most peppy doctors ever. And I was like, you guys are in such a good mood. Are you always in a good mood? And they're like, yeah, we're always in a good mood. I'm like, why? And it's like, because our job's great. People are always happy to see us because
yeah.
we have the drugs.
Yeah. And they get paid a boatload of money.
Right.
They do get paid
for
a boatload
about
of money.
15 minutes of work. My anesthesiologist.
But really important
it,
work
important.
To be done correctly.
Yes.
This
so.
Dude came in after, again, I was holding out 9 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And he came in and I had like a, you know, one of those playlists I put together. Mm. You know, I want my baby to come out to Josh Groban. So I had some songs playing on my phone, and he literally stopped what he was doing and he was like, who is this? This is a great song. And I'm like, put it in. And he's having a chat with my husband and they're talking about concerts that they've been to recently.
Sure.
And I am literally, I turned around and I said, put it in. And
he's, that's how you got into this mess, you know?
Yeah, I know. And he's like, my bad. Like he said, my bad. No, this is not.
You have a needle in my spinal column. Yeah. Don't say my bad.
Doctor should never say my
bad.
What
are you doing? No. Go. Do what you have to do. Oh, my God. Just thinking back that I'm going to go through all that again. Yay.
Yeah. It's a little crazy the second time because you know how much it hurts. You know, because you're like, yeah, it's a little crazy. I just remember when the midwife showed up and she checked me and I looked at my best friend who was there. She was there for the first one, too. And I'm at 6. I'm scared. She's like, it's okay, baby. You're going to be okay. It was so hard the second time. It's not easier.
Really?
Because you know what's coming.
Oh, man.
You know?
I'm
but
bummed.
Anyway, it's okay. Don't worry about it. But here's the thing. Birth is inevitable. It's fine. You'll be fine.
Right.
You'll be fine.
Yeah.
So tell us about the 10th. Tell us what's happening.
Yes.
Because this is super cool.
So back in.
And I'm shaming you for working on Mother's Day while you're pregnant. Just. See the shame in my face. Okay, but tell
Mothers
us anyway.
I'd like to forgive. That is that is also the subtitle of this podcast. So back in September of 2014, I was approached to do a one-hour special with the same people I did my half hour for Showtime with. And I very politely and respectfully said no, because when you give away your material to do a special with outside producers, you have no creative control, no editing. They photoshopped one boob bigger than the other. Like they, all these weird things that they did for my first special.
Why would they do that?
Because they gave me a purple jacket. Why would they do that? I mean, there's like, I'll show you pictures
later.
You
would obviously never wear a purple jacket.
Never. Purple leather, by the way. So I...
like Eddie Murphy in the late
80s? Yes. Thank you. Thank you.
Do you do a lot of homophobic material?
It's all my everything. It's my entire set.
Good.
So I said, you know, no thanks. And then I realized, you know what? I realized I want to do this myself.
So good for you.
Then that was September. So I started to get the ball rolling and, you know, got a little wasted one night. Then in November, I peed on a stick. So it was already kind of happening. And
wake up and there's toys and booze and drugs everywhere.
Yeah. The last thing I remember, I heard just the tip, but whatever. So I already got the ball rolling. I was already in this mindset of I'm going to do it myself. So I realized, well, now I'm going to do it pregnant. So I started to look into venues and where did I feel comfortable as a comic who does a lot of, you know, marriage stuff and parenting and my in-laws and my parents and my childhood. I love performing at the Coach House in San Juan Capistrano because it's in Orange County. You have a lot of what we call civilians. So not everyone's like arms folded. I'm in the business. I wrote a screenplay. You know, I've done assistant editor stuff. So nothing, anything wrong with shooting in Los Angeles. I did that for my Showtime special, but I just wanted families. I wanted people that maybe have kids or that it's not all about Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
And the Coach House, they gave me the venue. They were like, I performed there so many times. They were like, you know what? Go for it.
That's
Couldn't believe
That's
it.
That's so cool.
And then
Happy Mother's Day to you.
I know. So, but that was the one thing.
Oh.
He said, the only date I have available is May 10th, Sunday, which is Mother's Day. So he kind of solidified the, helped me brand it.
Yes, I was going to say, he helped you exploit your baby and create the theme.
Exploit is something that people have tweeted at me about, and I will touch on that in a second. So then,
it's your baby.
I know, but they're all about how could you exploit your baby like this?
What?
I know. Louis C.K. talks about
his
daughter's
baby doesn't have an Instagram account yet.
Not yet, but my one kid does have SAG insurance. It's not the point. So I am an investor, and the investor pulled out. And yes, there's a joke there. So the investor pulled out. So all of a sudden, I have to crowdfund. So now I'm doing a crowdfunding too, because these things are expensive. And if you want to get a good camera and a good lens and good camera operators and editing and all the stuff, you need a lot of money. So
is your crowdfunding open right now?
It is.
Well, please tell us where to find it.
Okay, so it's called Tube Start. Not my favorite, but it's called Tube Start. And if you go on the the main page, so it's easy to find.
Okay.
And I have, you know, you can contribute $5, $5,000. For $20,000, this is real. I'm not kidding you. I will let you name the child.
For 20 grand.
Middle name. Because my husband technically, you know, owns half the kid. So I convinced him to...
Owns.
I convinced him to the middle name.
Okay. For 20 grand. You could name this kid. For 20,000. Yeah. Give a namesake, middle name.
You got to be careful with that, though. Because it's like, if Penn Jillette... sends you the money, then you're going to have a Moxie crime fighter situation.
What a great middle name would be Gillette, though.
Okay.
Well, maybe. Something like that.
Within reason, let's be reasonable.
Yeah.
You know, it can't be like, you know, Sarah Cocksucker. You know what I mean? It can't be that.
No.
But, because that's just hard in high school. Trust
that's
me.
Not cool.
If you have a middle name Cocksucker?
Yeah. That was my nickname, and it was difficult.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you're on Tube Start, but is there a name to the campaign?
You'll see me on the front page. It will say the Kira Soltanovich 1 hour special.
Okay.
You don't have to go anywhere. But you know what? If you go to my Twitter or my Facebook, it's plastered.
I think the most important place to send people, though, is to that.
Yes.
Okay. You want to start there. Find her
please. Right? It would really help. And people think, well, I don't have a lot of money. $20. And guess what? You get a digital download. I'm giving you something. It's not like it's nothing. You will get something for it. You'll get the special. So it's like you're pre-ordering the special.
Right. That makes sense.
Yeah.
It's good.
For $10, you'll post like a breastfeeding photo or something?
I actually was going to have one of those. I was going to put like, for $10,000, I'll let you watch me breastfeed.
Sweet.
But you know what? This is a real one. This is for
real. That is a little bit exploitive.
This is for reals. No, this one's you're not going to like this one, but this is for reals.
Sorry.
For $25,000, mm-hmm. I'll let you cut the cord.
Oh.
100 for reals, 100%. I'm not kidding.
Wow.
Yeah. That's weird.
That's crazy.
It is. But let me tell you why. Because everyone I spoke with to get advice about crowdfunding, I'd never done it before. They said the really big perks, what they call perks, or rewards, they call them on like Kickstarter and stuff. People, they want it to be something so unique and special,
right?
And also personal to you. And I feel like that's kind of
personal.
That is personal.
You'll have to get the picture, you know, kind of like with the, when you cut the ribbon at the opening of a building,
right?
You know, you'll have to have the big snip.
Yeah, absolutely.
Moment, you know, with a smile, shake the hand and
Wow.
All right.
Okay.
So 25 grand people come up with it.
That's not a lot.
There's only one cord to cut. No. So only one person gets to do it.
I have that kind of cash just lying in between my couch cushions.
Perfect.
Me too. That's why
we're here.
I will see you.
And
I'll
not
see you
in
Fiji.
Excellent. Yeah. I look forward to it.
Exactly. So that's really the best place to find you. Tube Start.
Okay. Yeah. And again, it is all over my Facebook.
Okay.
Kira Soltanovich and Twitter, Kira Comedy.
All right. Fantastic. And Todd? What's happening with you? Where do we find you? Is You're the Worst coming back?
They're starting shooting right now, and I should be working next week.
Fantastic.
And it'll be on during the summer.
I love it.
So there it is.
Todd, you're the worst. Working actor.
I am.
That's exciting. That's
in the flesh. It's amazing. So you can find me on Facebook at Sophie Venable or the MILF Talk page. And if you're listening to this on iTunes or SoundCloud right now, please click subscribe. Please. You can find me at MakeYourLifeFabulous.com. You can find my book on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. Thank you both for being here. This was super fun.
Thank you.
I don't know if we solved any problems, but it was hella fun.
I feel like we solved a lot of problems.
We did.
Yeah.
We did. And
absolutely.
What does MILF stand for now? Moms?
You like to forgive.
Aww. Let's all have a happy hippie moment now. Yay. Thank you all for listening.
If you like listening to comedy, try watching it on the internet. The folks behind the Sideshow Network have launched a new YouTube channel called Wait For It. It's got interviews with comedians like Reggie Watts, Todd Glass, Liza Schlesinger, I've been friends with her for 10 years, one of the funniest people out there, and I still have a hard time with the last name, Liza. Our very own Owen Benjamin, that's me, takes you on a musical journey down internet rabbit holes and much more. You don't have to wait any longer. Just go to youtube.com/waitforitcomedy. There's no need to wait for it anymore. Because it's here. And it's funny. And I love you.